Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Navi Sheker, and we saw that in order for one to be a Navi Sheker, he has to be Huchzuk L'Navi. So now we're going to take it a step further, and we're going to say, again, going in the derech of Hagon HaGadol of David Yitzchak Manzatzal, that we said, that we require that he be Huchzuk L'Navi, that is only Klape the Isser of Navi Sheker. But the special lav in Parshas Re'eh, when one is misnabe l'avodah zarah, which is a special iser and a different chiyuv, like we see in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, who considers it a different lav from the lav of Navi Sheker. Ayin b'dvarav b'loy se chafof chav zainu barichus b'akdam l'perish ha-mishnayis. That din of misnabe l'avodah zarah, that din of somebody who's misnabe and tells us to serve avodah zarah is a different lav than the lav of Navi Sheker, and therefore he doesn't have to be Huchzuk L'Navi. So that is in the geder of avodah zarah. It's not Begidre Nevuah. What's going on in Parshas Re'eh is Begidre Avodah Zarah, and therefore he doesn't have to be Huchzuk L'Navuah. And what's going on in our parasha, in Parshas Shoftim, is Begidre Nevuah, and therefore he has to be Huchzuk L'Navi. Now, we saw in the previous Shira Meiri, who says in Mefurish, not like that, he writes Lahejia, that he has to be Huchzuk L'Navi, also if he's Misnabe L'Avodah Zarah. However, that is not, that's the opinion of the Meiri, but not necessarily everybody's opinion, that's his Chiddush. And L'Chor, it's Mukhrach, because, like, and this is what we want to say in the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's two different Asurim, and Mimela, that's in the Gedra of Avodah Zarah, and you don't need Huchzuk L'Navi, and L'Chor, it's Mukhrach. Because kamavur b'divrei Rambam b'perakei me'avodah zarah or b'sefer ha-mitzvos b'akdamas perish ha-mishnayis, in this lav there are two inyanim. Number one, there's misnabe b'shem Hashem l'avodah avodah zarah, and number two, there's also misnabe b'shem avodah zarah even if he's misnabe l'avodah Hashem. So in this surah mark concluded, number one, somebody who says in the name of God to serve idols. And number two, somebody who says in the name of Avodah Zarah to do something, even if he's saying to serve God. So the Chor would be Pashat, that if a person is Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zarah, that has nothing to do with being Huchzuk L'Navi B'Yisrael. Ve'ein Zeshayach Klal L'Kol HaTanayim She'Ramam Kosav V'Perek Zayin L'Mehilchus Yisodei HaTorah. That a Navi of Hashem requires. So in that case, in the case of Misnabe B'Shem of the Zara, Bazep Pshita, that it's talking about anybody who's Misnabe B'Shem of the Zara. Not only somebody who's Huchzuk L'Navi, and since it's the same lav as Misnabe B'Shem Hashem, Lavo Davoy de Zara, Mistama, it's talking about the Zelba Mensch, it's talking about the same person. And since Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zarah doesn't require Huchzuk L'Navi, Hu Hadin, that you don't require Huchzuk L'Navi when he's Misnabe B'Shem Hashem to serve Avodah Zarah. Indeed, the Pasuk is definitely also talking about somebody who is Huchzuk L'Navi. Kemavur b'sifri sham b'pasuk beis, that it says o cholem chalom, this is coming to teach us that he doesn't need to be a navi like Moshe ayin sham b'malbim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a misnabe b'chalom, but he doesn't have to be, but we're talking about a navi mamish. V'chein ayin sham b'sifri b'pasuk gimel medivir Rabbi Akiva, that it says uvaha os vehamofes haynu b'misha hayu neviyei emes betchila v'chazru lios neviyei sheker k'chananya ben Azor. So it's talking about somebody who was first a Navi Emes and then he became a Navi Sheker. And then it says in the Sifri there in Pasuk Dalid lo sishma, says in the Sifri, don't listen to, and the Pasuk says don't listen to him. Sifri says V'lo chashid l'mafreya, explains the Gra, and look also there in the Meshech Chachma, that this is talking about, this means that he's not nasa chashid l'mafreya al nevuos emes shenibe ad achshav. he doesn't become suspected now of the Nevuas Emes that he was Misnabe until now. Now he's an Avishekar, but not Lamafreya. So you see that it's also talking about a Navi Emes, Aval Mikol Mokom, Ein Echrech Sherak B'Mekre Kazeh, that we're only talking about such a case. We're talking also about such a case. In other words, a Misnabe B'Shem Hashem Lavod Zara can be talking about a Navi who's really a Navi Emes, a Suchzuk LeNavi, or a Stamagai. And we can also add, possibly, that the Riboy of Cholem Chalom is also La Rabos Divrei Chalomos Be'alma K'Shomrim B'Shem Hashem. Not like the Mashmos of the Malbim that Cholem Chalom is Sha'ar Nevi'im Chutz Mimoshe Shenevuasim Begeder Chalom Ayin Shem in the Malbim Malbim Sok Shmak. But no, we could also say that Cholem Chalom is somebody who's Stama dreamer. And so is the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva in the Sifri. Ha'ein HaKasif Medaber, etc. That the Pasuk of Uvay Lecha Osvam Ofes, that on this the Azhara comes Shelo Lishmolo, on this Pasuk Rabbi Akiva says that the Pasuk is talking about somebody who is a Navi Emes. But the Iker Parsha Lav Dafka about talking about a Navi Emes. So we have a specific pasuk that's talking about a Navi Emes, but it's also talking about a Navi Sheker. So that is the parasha again of Misnabe B'Shem Hashem Labar Zara. It's talking about somebody who's not a Navi Emes Bechlal. He's Bechlal, not a Navi. We were talking about in the previous years, not somebody who's Misnabe about the future or about the Torah. So that, according to many, is talking about a Navi Emes. When he tells you to observe Avodah Zarah in Parashas Re'eh, that parasha, it's not talking about somebody who's Muchzuk Kenavi. So now, we can say as follows, to be Miyashev the Kasha with which we started. Sweet friends, what was the Kasha with which we started? We started with a Kasha that the Torah says that how do you know he's a Navi Sheker? Because what he says doesn't happen. He says something's going to happen, and it doesn't happen. But we ask that it says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that a Navi Sheker is also somebody who his friend was told the Nevuah and he wasn't, and he was Misnabe what he didn't hear, what his friend heard. So if his friend heard it, it's taka going to happen. And yet he's still a Navi Sheker. But how do we find out such a Navi Sheker? You can only find that a Navi Sheker according to the Pasuk if what he says isn't going to happen. But according to the Mishnah, even if he says does happen, he's a Navi Sheker because his friend was Misnabe and he said what his friend heard. And he's still a Navi Sheker. So how do we find out such a guy? You can't say because it didn't happen. Because it did happen because his friend was Misnabe properly and he was saying it, he didn't hear it. So how do we know someone's a Navi Sheker if it actually occurs in the end because his friend got the Nevuah, just he did and he's still a Navi Sheker? How do we find out that such a person's a Navi Sheker? Can't be that it didn't happen because it did. So it would appear that the Yesod HaDin She'ein Tzarech Huchzak LeNavi B'Navi L'Avei D'Zara is because Huchzak LeNavi we require when the Yesod HaIsser is Mitzad HaNavi Sheker Sheyesh al hagavra machmas heyosoi navi sheker. The Yesod Isser of navi sheker is that this person has a din on himself of a navi sheker. You look at him; he's a chetz of a navi sheker. But a navi la'avod zara that we see that it is also one lav together with somebody who's misnabe b'shem avod zara. In other words, he says it could be one of two things, like we said. It could be either he tells you in the name of God to serve Avodah Zarah, or he tells you in the name of Avodah Zarah to do anything, even to serve God. So ha-mishutaf lazehu, ma-shiyesh inyan avodah zarah b'nevuato. So what's the common denominator between these two? The answer is that he has an inyan avodah zarah in his nevuah, and through that, it's one lav. It's one lav. Because it's an inyan avodah zarah, like we said before. That's the gedder here. That's the common denominator. Harei din navi sheker shebelav ze yisodohu binosei shel avodah zarah mokedu. Avodah zarah ze hayisod po ze hainyan. Uvaze ne'emar hadin klapei hanosei shasur binavuat sheker. So now we're in the category. What category are we in now? What class are we in now? Now we're in avodah zarah class. And in avodah zarah class, it says that there's an isser of nevuat sheker. You misnabe sheker in this gather of avodah zarah. As we said, the two possibilities: either God told one to serve avodah zarah, or the avodah zarah told one to serve God or do anything. For the kapei hanosei, vis-a-vis the topic of avodah zarah, ein lo mishane lanu im huchzak hanavi or lo huchzak me'achar. Shema sheneesar hu hanosei shel avodah zarah. It doesn't matter whether he was muchzak lenavi or not muchzak lenavi, because what was asered was avodah zarah. Ukmo ken nira biisur shel navi sheker shenechlal baze gam navi sheker al divrei Torah. Included in the isur of navi sheker is also a Navi Sheker, somebody who says that he was told to add Divrei Torah, Pshat in Divrei Torah. There's no such thing as Navu when it comes to Divrei Torah, as we spoke about in the previous shir. What there is the category? Divrei Torah. So for that, you don't need that he be Muchzak LeNavi. Why? Because as we said before, that even if he's muhsuk, we said in the previous shir, I believe, that even if he's muhsuk lenavi, he's not considered muhsuk lenavi. Because klapei divrei Torah ain't kazeh davar muhsuk lenavi. So when you're talking about somebody who's misnabe about divrei Torah, there's no such chalos as muhsuk lenavi, because that doesn't apply here. It's, you know, you're asking for an apple in a hardware store. Here the store is divrei Torah. And in Divrei Torah, there's no such thing as Muchzak LeNavi. It's a lo anosepo. So Memela, you don't need Muchzak LeNavi by one as Misnabe about Divrei Torah. So why is it Aser? It's Aser al the Dover, al the Divrei Torah. Mali Muchzak u lo Muchzak, ze oto davar. Like we said about a Navi l'Avodah Zarah. So a Navi l'Avodah Zarah and a Navi l'Divrei Torah, Navi Sheker, have a mechane meshutaf. He doesn't have to be muhsuk. So just like Misnabe b'shem avodah zarah has nothing to do with muhsuk l'navi l'Yisrael, and doesn't have all the Tanaim, the Rambam don't apply that he says in Perek Zayin. For a Navi B'Shem Hashem, he's Bechal Nabachal Navi L'Shem Hashem. And included in that Isser, another aspect of that Isser is Misnabi B'Shem Hashem, L'Avodah Zarah. Memele, that also doesn't need Hosek L'Navi. And Misnabi Divrei Torah also is not Hosek L'Navi, because Divrei Torah isn't about Nevuah. Lo B'Shemayimi. Even if he is Hosek L'Navi, it's not, doesn't impact at all his Nevuah about Divrei Torah. Nevuah Divrei Torah, there is no Hosek L'Navi. L'chshav Anachum Magiim L'Siyu. לפי זה נראה שאותו דבר מתנבא מה שלא נאמר לו אבל נאמר לחברו. If somebody's misnabe what wasn't told to him, but my friend Michael, he got the nevuah. For this you don't need somebody to be muchzak lenavi in order to be a navi sheker. Why? Because here also the yisoda iser is like a navi al divrei Torah. שהוא מצד הנושא המסוים הזה של נבואה שנאמרה לחברו שנתנבא עליה בשקר, וכל שהנידון מצד הנושא הוא לעולם הוא נביא שקר על נושא זה, ואין הוחזק של הגברה mosif klum beisur. What did we say? We said that you have to look at what the category is. What class we're in now. So if you're in the class of Avodah Zarah, if you're in the Avodah Zarah category, then it's not Shayich Huchsuk Lo Huchsuk. Lo Mala Lo Morit. If you're in the class of Divrei Torah, Lo Shayich Huchsuk Lo Huchsuk. Lo Mala Lo Morit. Also, if you're in the Nosei of being misnabe what was told to your friend, what does it matter whether you're muhsak or not muhsak? This person's a Navi Sheker whether he's muhsak or not muhsak. So now let's see Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'chitoymar bilavavcha Eicha neidas hadavar asher lo dibro Hashem. So we're going to ask, how are we going to know that God didn't say this? And Rashi brings from the Sifri, Asidim atem loymar kshiyavu Chananya ben Azor umisnabe inei klei beis Hashem mushavim mi bavela atemahero. So this false prophet, Chananya ben Azor, said, don't worry about it. The Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash are going to return from Bavel, which is actually wasn't happen. Actually, there was a Churban. V'yirmiyahu oimed v'tsoyveach ala amudim v'ala yom v'yeser ha-kelim sh'loi golu bavla yavo im golu tzidkiyahu. And Yirmiyahu was screaming. He said, no, the different kelim and the yom of Shlomo, they had the water, the other kelim that weren't going into golus, they're going into golus. This Chananya ben Azor was a false prophet. That's what it means. V'chitoymar asidim atem loymar. You're going to say in the future, how are we going to know that he's a false prophet when Chananya ben Azor comes and gives his prophecy? So Ramban writes these, the Yesod HaDrasha is because it says v'chi toimar, when you are going to say, and not v'im toimar, and not if you are going to say. It's not if, it's a when, it's going to happen. But be'emes, the discussion isn't only about the future, it's only about the good. It's on the Guf HaDin. How are we going to know that God didn't say this? But it's Nirmaz also on the fact that it says V'chi Toimar, that you are going to say it's going to happen in the future. Ad Kan Ayin Sham Baramban. But sof we have to understand, why does the Torah make it contingent upon the future when the question is a question right here and now on the Ikar Din? How are we going to know? Not if you're going to ask, not when we are going to ask. Why is it so important for the pasuk to say when we are going to ask? Say, and if you are going to ask. Because the question is a question mitzad atzmo. Not only because it's going to happen in the future. It itself is a valid question. Independently, it's a valid question, regardless of whether it's going to happen in the future. So why did the pasuk couch it in terms of it happening in the future? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That be'emes, the etzem hasha'ela l'choira, has no place. Because it's Mavur Barambam, Perek Zayin, Mehilchas Yisodei HaTorah, that you're not supposed to believe a Navi unless all of the different conditions of his in his Hanhaga and his Chachma and his strength, etc., were fulfilled. The Rambam gives numerous requirements for one to be a Navi. And if so, somebody who doesn't have these to fulfill these conditions, and he's Misnabe Mitzad Atzmo, we are going to know that what he said is not what God said, and he's a Navi Sheker. So what's the shayla of Eicha Neida? How are we going to know? You're going to know because he doesn't fulfill the requirements. And also, we also have a Navi Sheker, that if he's not Muchzik B'Navi, when he's Mukhash Al Yedei Navi Emes, then it's Pashut that we know that God didn't speak to him. So what's the kasha of V'chi Toimar? And therefore it doesn't say in the Torah V'im Toimar, because V'im Toimar has an answer. And the answer is, if you're going to say, how are we going to know? So you know on your own. Because either he doesn't fill the conditions, or Navi Emes contradicts him. So that's not the right question that we know the answer to. But it says, V'chi Toimar, because, as we said, the din Navi Sheker is only somebody who's muhsuk le Navi Hashem. That's the only true Navi Sheker. And on such a Navi, somebody who's muhsuk le Navi Hashem, then you're going to have a question of Eicha Neida. Because what did he do? He fulfilled the conditions. He fulfilled the conditions and he's considered a Navi Emes. He's muhsuk le Navi Hashem. So about such a person, we're asking Eicha Neida. Now, this inyan that a person's a Navi Hashem with all the Madregas Hagadolos, and then he turns into a Navi Sheker, that's a very remote possibility that's going to happen. And therefore it says, V'chitoymar, it's Merames on the Asidos. Since we're talking here in the Pasuk about somebody who was a Navi Emes and turns into a Navi Sheker. But it's very hard for that to happen. So it says in the Pasuk, V'chitoymar, but it is going to happen in the future. Like Hananya ben Azor, who was a Navi Emes, like we see in the Pesukim in the Sugya of Sanhedrin, Peites, Samar Aleph, Ayin Sham, and Arichim Fishel Perla, and Onshin Samach Samach Vav. And therefore it says in the Pasuk, V'chi Toymar, to explain this, that this question has a place. Only because it's going to happen in the future with Hananya ben Azor. So Lamaisa the Shela, it's a question on the Ikar Adin, how we're going to know, like the Ramban says, but it's telling us that the Ikar Adin is only going to happen in an instance like in the future with Hananya ben Azor. Because in general, if a person's not in the Madrega of Nevuah, you know he's a Navi Sheker. And if a person is not Muchzak LeNavi and he's Mukhashai De Navi Emes, you know that he's a Navi Sheker. But so that's the answer. But since here we're talking about somebody who's Muchzak LeNavi Emes, and then he turns into a Navi Sheker, so what are the odds, right? So therefore the Pasuk says, V'chitomer, no, it's going to happen in the future, that you're going to ask this question, how we're going to know he's a Navi Sheker. So you're right, it's a question that can stand on its own, but since it's such a remote possibility, it's telling you, yeah, but it's also going to happen in the future with Hananya ben Azor. You should know that that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So that's the question of V'chitomer. Now, what did we prove earlier? That when somebody, we said that if somebody is misnabe b'shem avodah zarah, doesn't need chuchzuk l'navi. If somebody is misnabe b'shem divrei Torah, doesn't need chuchzuk l'navi. And also if somebody is misnabe what he heard from his friend. So when it says in Pasuk Chof Aleph that we read, v'chitomar, and if you're going to say, how do we know that he's a Navi Sheker? This is only a kasha on somebody who is misnabe masha lo shama. Somebody who prophesied what he didn't know, what he didn't hear. How do we know that he's a Navi Sheker? But somebody who's misnabe masha nemar lachavero, since we don't need him to be huchzak lenavi, the very fact that he's not holich bedarchei hanavua that the Rambam talks about, he's not Roy Linavua, spoke about this in the previous shir, that proves that he's a Navi Sheker. And that's the V'chi Toymar, and not the V'im Toymar. Because the V'chi Toymar is when you are going to ask. When are you going to ask? You're going to ask about Hananya ben Azor, who is a Navi Emes. Then you're going to ask. And how do you know that this person who was a Navi Emes is now saying Sheker, when it doesn't come true? But we can also kill a misnabe mashenemer lachavero, even though what he said happens, because that's not what the pasuk is talking about. When does the pasuk say to kill the Navi Sheker? When he says happens, doesn't actually happen. But that's only talking about somebody who is Muchzak LeNavi, and then afterwards what he said happened didn't happen. That's the V'chitomer, that's the Hananya ben Azor. But if you accept our premise that somebody who's Misnabe, a Nevua, that was said to his friend, and he claims that he was told this Nevua, So he's also considered an avisheker, and he doesn't need to be included in the question of a chitomer, because that question of a chitomer, if you're going to say, let's say the nevuah doesn't come true, if you're going to say, how are we going to know he's a avisheker, and he's a chayiv misa, the answer is what he said doesn't come true. But that's not the only example of a avisheker who's chayiv misa. There are other avishekers also chayiv misa. People are not muchzik l'nevuah. Who's that? Misnabe b'shem avodah zara, misnabe b'shem b'shem l'avodah avodah zara, misnabe al divrei Torah. All of those we can kill without this question of, without this answer of, oh, what he said doesn't come true. Versus misnabe b'shem divrei Torah, it's b'chal not talking about whether it's true, whether it comes true. He's not being misnabe asidas. And here also, when he is being misnabe asidos, but it's what was told to his friend, you don't need to come on to the fact that it didn't happen. Because he's a navi sheker, mitzad denosei. Just like when you're in the category of avodah zarah, you don't need muhsuk lenavi. And therefore you don't have to come on to whether it happens or not. And when it's misnabe shem divrei Torah, he's killed out the Navi Sheker. You don't have to come on to whether or not it happens. Also, Misnabi Mashanemar Lachavera. He's a Navi Sheker. And you don't have to come on to the question of whether what he said happened or didn't happen. So the Gemara there in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Tes gives an example of how we know that the nevuah wasn't said to him, it was said to his friend, because Yirmiyahu made a nevuah, and then Chananiah ben Azor made a nevuah that he could have learned from Yirmiyahu's nevuah, which is b'kal v'chomer. So they assume that it wasn't given to correctly, that the nevuah wasn't given to Chananiah, it was really Yirmiyahu, and Chananiah just learned it from him, and therefore he was prophesying what was told to his friend, what was told to Yirmiyahu. But the question is, how can we kill him? It's miskayim. So the teretz is that the reason we can kill him is because we don't need that it not be miskayim. Not be miskayim is only when he is prophesying what he didn't hear. And then the question is, v'chitoymar, and then if you're going to say that, when you're going to say in the future, how do we know he's a Navi Sheker, that Chanan Rezor is also Misnabi, what he didn't hear at all. So when somebody's Misnabi, what he doesn't hear at all, which is a very remote case, but that's what the Torah is talking about, then you can kill him if it doesn't happen. But there are also other instances that we can kill a Navi Sheker. What are those other instances we can kill a Navi Sheker? That it doesn't matter whether he's Hufzik L'Navi or not Hufzik L'Navi, but if he's Misnabi B'Shem Hashem, B'Shem B'Shem L'Avod Azara, he's Misnabi B'Shem L'Avod Azara, or if he's misnabe Bativrei Torah, so there we're killing him. It has nothing to do with whether or not it happens or not. And here also, how are we able to kill this? How are we able to kill a person who's misnabe? We're here from his friend. It did happen in the end. He heard it from his friend, so it ends up happening. Just like this prophecy the Gemara is talking about, it did happen because Yirmiyahu said it. So when Chananya also said it, then it ended up happening. So how are we able to kill him? The answer is because the pasuk is only, when the pasuk says if it didn't happen you can kill him, it's only talking about the specific case where he's muhsuk l'navi, and then he's misnabe what he didn't hear, and he says he heard it. Such a person is killed when it doesn't happen. But there are other people also who are killed because they're not, if a person's bechal not roy to be a navi, you can kill him. There are other cases where he's also going to be if he's not roy, that's machlokas. But if he's a misnabe b'shem Hashem, or he's misnabe b'shem avodah zarah, that it doesn't even matter if he's roi. In those instances, it doesn't matter whether or not he's roi l'nevuah. Or if he's misnabe b'shem divrei Torah, there you don't need muhsuk l'nevuah. There b'chlal, you know that he's a navi sheker, and he's killed that's navi sheker. Also, if he's misnabe, what he heard from his friend. So the reason that we know that we can kill him is not because the pasuk says it didn't happen, because that's talking about a very circumscribed, specific case of when he was misnabi what he didn't hear. But the pasuk But the Torah says that in general we can kill a Nabi Sheker without the V'chitomer, without the what you're going to ask. And when can we kill such a Nabi Sheker? And that would be, again, if you're in the category of Avodah Zarah, if you're in the category of Divrei Torah, a Nabi Sheker is killed, regardless of Muchzuk or not Muchzuk. And also when he says what he heard from his friend, that he's saying it in his own name, there he's also killed Alts Misnabe Alts Navi Sheker. And what the Pasuk is talking about a very specific case. Chitomer that you're going to ask in the future, how do we know to kill the person if he's Muchzuk Lenavi and he makes a Nevuah that he didn't hear? How are we going to know to kill him? And there the Gemara says he used to be a Navi Sheker, now he's a Navi Sheker, and the answer is you know that he's a Navi Sheker because it didn't happen. But if you know that he's a Navi Sheker because he's misnabe what he said in the name of his friend, there you can also kill him. That's just not the question of a chitomer. But just like you can kill a person if it doesn't, even if it's not that he predicted and it didn't happen by Avodah Zarah, by Divrei Torah, we can do the same thing when it comes to misnabe mashishama mashenemra lechaveiro. So again, to summarize and to clarify, we began with Akasha, that it says in the Pasuk that we can only kill a Navi Sheker, b'chitoymer b'levavcha, how are we going to know that God didn't say it? And the answer is, because he said it's going to happen, it didn't end up happening. So we asked Akasha, and he said it's going to happen, it didn't end up happening, but we also know that a Navi Sheker is somebody who's misnabe what his friend heard, and that's his nevuah, even though it wasn't told to him. He's misnabe his friend heard, and that did happen. So how do we know to kill him? So first we saw machlokes, whether or not a person has to be muchzuk l'nevuah, and it emerges from the Gemara in Pei Dalet and Pei Tes that he does have to be muchzuk l'nevuah, but that's only when he predicts a future event, then he has to be muchzuk l'nevuah. But if he's misnabe b'shem Hashem to serve Avodah Zarah, b'shem Avodah Zarah to serve Hashem, he doesn't have to be muchzuk l'nevuah, and he's killed stam al tznavi sheker, even without being muchzuk l'nevuah. And if he's misnabe b'shem about divrei Torah, he's misnabe stam, even without being muchzuk l'nevuah. And if he is misnabe what his friend heard and he didn't hear it, he's also killed al tznavi sheker. If you can prove that that's true, that he didn't really hear it, so he's also killed out Navi Sheker. And just the pasuk that says the V'chitoymar, how do we know that God didn't say it? That's talking about a case where God really didn't say it. That's talking about the Hananya ben Azor case where he said what God didn't say. There you need to come on to the fact that he said and it didn't happen, then you know God didn't say it. But there are other instances as well where he could be killed out Navi Sheker. Like if you could prove that even if it did happen, even if it's going to happen, but if you could prove that he didn't hear it, only his friend heard it. So, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we finished this very deep mahalach, and we should be zelcha l'ilmo d'lalami l'ishma v'las l'kaim is called divrei salmat rosh v'yahava, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.